Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Brewers opening day live presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Greg Matzik and Jessica Tai overlooking the field. Batting practice is underway. Willie is still in the batting cage. He has not left the batting cage. He's getting that early time in, and he's got his little swagger on. Sleeveless hoodie. He's got the yellow shoes on. All set for opening day. It's about style on opening day, too.
Hey, and you know what else we saw that was pretty cool, just to give people kind of a sneak peek into the world that we're seeing right now? We saw the Brewers setting up, kind of testing out some pyrotechnics today.
Right, and that is not far away from our guest, Blake Perkins, Brewers outfielder. Blake, by your estimation, are you going to get lit on fire when you run out of the dugout today? Man, I certainly hope Blake does not catch on fire when he runs out of the dugout today. So we are efforting him. We'll have him turn his headset up a little bit there, too.
It was pretty wild to see, though. I mean, they've got, 2, 4, they've got 6 little areas where all of a sudden I just saw sparks flying up. It reminded me of some people when they get married. That's one of the newer things to have, is kind of those pyrotechnics as you do your first dance.
Sure.
But this is going to be, I mean, they're still working it out there. They're making sure that it's perfect and everything is good to go there for the pyrotechnics as the Brewers run out of the dugout.
All right, let's check in with Blake Perkins. Blake, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Hey, man. Yeah, man, we're a little nervous that you might be set on fire running out of the dugout today for warm-ups. We saw the little pyrotechnic display they got set up there.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they got planned for us. I hope not I don't get set on fire, but I'm excited.
Right.
For sure.
You know, I go back to last year, Blake. You know, you were part of this organization through spring training, but you didn't get to experience opening day here at American Family Field. What's this day like for you, right? This is kind of a first-time opportunity for you.
Yeah, I'm just extremely grateful and, like I said, just very excited to be here and be a part of it and just to take it all in and support my teammates and get a win. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Let's go, right? Hey, we're now just hours away from the first pitch of the Brewers home opener here at American Family Field. How are you feeling about the team in general? After going through spring training, after being here this morning, you're about to open it all up for all of the hometown fans. How are you feeling about the season ahead?
I will say excited again. Just being with the guys in spring and this first weekend, it just shows the competitive spirit we got as a group, and I feel like we're all meshing together really well so far, and I think that'll only build as the season goes along, and I hope the fans and the people here at AmFam get to experience that with us.
You know, Blake, as a part of this team last year, you got to experience what a Craig Council managed team looks like. Of course, Pat Murphy is right there alongside Craig. Any differences? Is there a noticeable difference in how the Pat Murphy-led Brewers are versus what you experienced last season?
Well, first off, I enjoyed playing for Council a lot. It was a great time last year, and it was nice the transition having Pat be the manager this year. Already kind of having a relationship with him, and you know, so far it's been, for sure, I mean, different. They're different people, but I think as the season goes along, we'll see the intricate differences between the both of them. But I think the reason they were together so long and did so well is because they think similarly. So I won't be surprised if we see some of the same kind of tactics this year.
Blake, we have a lot of good food here in Milwaukee. We were just talking about some of the new stuff at 3rd Street Market Hall here inside the ballpark. But does anything come close to your mom's home cooking, which you were so lucky to enjoy during spring training since Arizona's home for you?
I think not. I don't want to say there's anything better than that because she might get mad. But no. Seriously, yes. Her cooking will always be the best in my eyes, and it's always good being able to see my family during spring training and have them out there supporting me, and you know, it just feels like home, which is really nice.
I was going to say, did you get a chance to sleep in your own bed a little bit during spring training, or do you have separate accommodations?
This year, I didn't stay there. I might have maybe once or twice during the off season, but no, I didn't live there this year.
I read you consider yourself a partial musician because you can somewhat play several instruments. What are those instruments? And did you decide you just couldn't go all in on one?
Well, I grew up, my dad played guitar, so I was introduced to guitar when I was really young, and that's something that I'll always try and stay on top of. But I just think during the season it's hard for me to make time for it. But guitar, I know how to play bass and a little bit of piano here and there.
Blake Perkins joining us here at American Family Field, our opening day coverage presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, you bring up an interesting point, Blake. You get into the rigors of a season, it's hard to find downtime. It's hard to take advantage of those off days. How did you manage that last year in what was, you know, for the most part, a full season in the big leagues? How challenging is that?
It is a challenge in itself, for sure, just being able to manage your time correctly. I just lean on my teammates who have been around a lot longer than I have and ask them for advice when I can. But for the most part, these off days, I just try and relax and rest my body, maybe do a little bit of moving around. But I'll be honest, I can be pretty boring on the days off.
Boring by design. There's nothing wrong with that,
okay.
Blake. I think your coaching staff would appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
I was checking out the Brewers' social media feed, and I can tell during your off days you're not practicing drawing the state of Wisconsin.
No, I'm not. I know. That needs to get better, and I will do better if that ever comes back up.
So I got to paint the picture for all the listeners here and all the fans. The Brewers asked Blake and a number of the other teammates to draw the state of Wisconsin. And, Blake, I swear yours looks more like a mitten than the state of Wisconsin.
I know. It does. I rounded it out a little bit too much there. I thought I had the general idea down, but I needed to, you know, no state is completely round, so. That's on me.
Yeah, it's
nice effort.
It's
nice
more
effort.
Of a point where the thumb goes. It's not that rounded thing that goes into the... Yeah, you'll work on it. You'll work on it. Well, Blake, we're looking forward to today, man. Congratulations, too, on breaking camp with the Brewers and being here for your first opening day experience at American Family Field, man. I know it's a really exciting day for you.
Yes, sir. It will be exciting, and I thank you guys for having me, and go Brewers.
You bet. Thank you so much. Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins joining us here as some early batting practice going on. Willie Adames is back in the cage. A big surprise. Some guys do this. Christian Yelich likes to be out as part of early groups as well. And right now, he's got a handful of players out in the outfield getting some long tossing in. Littered with baseballs is the portion right behind the dirt here as the infield transitions to outfield, all the balls being thrown back in.
Oh, one looks like...
And somebody might have to fish out.
I thought it was going out.
It did go out. It bounced back. It was up in the stand so high. And the new scoreboards, by the way, if you've not been inside the field to see this or seen pictures of it, my goodness, you will be amazed at how big and vibrant the new scoreboard is. Pretty amazing stuff here. Plenty more to get to here, including more conversations with players, the best of Bob Uecker, and more as we work our way to 1 o'clock and ultimately first pitch here at American Family Field, scheduled for 3:10. It's 11:26 on WTMJ.